Hello?
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 Yeah, hello. So this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So how are you doing today?
Yes. What can I do for you?
Sir, actually, this is a verification call. Like, did you transfer any payments this morning to OOC?
No. You haven't? No.
Alright. And apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your account details, like, or who uses your card? On behalf of you, who uses your card or your account?
One other person.
Like your in your family member?
Yes.
Alright. So the thing is that, like, about an hour ago, someone has access to your internet banking from somewhere in California, and from there they try to redeem some gift cards over there. So, like, did you got any friends or family over there, like, who can have an access to internet banking?
No, there's nobody there.
And when was the last time you accessed the internet bank? Do you remember that?
To check it, to look at it, or...
Yeah.
Today? Morning?
Today morning?
Yeah, not a transaction, though.
Alright. Not an issue. Did you try to read out your card details with anyone outside? Like, whenever you go to the grocery shop or anywhere, did you, like, read out your card details over there?
No. Alright, not an issue.
Sir, as I told you, someone got access to internet banking this morning, okay? Alright, no need to worry, sir. We haven't released, as this was some overseas transaction, so we haven't released a single penny from your account, and we put all the transaction on a hold, okay? So, sir, can you confirm me, did you share out your banking details or your card details while visiting any online website or any page?
No.
Alright, okay, so as I can see over there, as your IP location, you can say IP location just got compromised by those overseas people. That's why you are not getting any proper emails or messages regarding to those transactions, right?
I'm not getting
any
proper emails.
I beg your pardon?
You said I'm not getting any proper emails.
Yeah, this from this morning.
Huh?
Yeah. Alright, and did you try to connect your mobile phone, your device with a free Wi-Fi or a public Wi-Fi?
No, definitely not.
Alright, because your IP location just got compromised, okay, and it shifted to a different country, as I can see over here. That's why we are you are not getting any proper speed of your internet. Alright?
Okay.
What's happening, your proper speed of your internet since this morning.
Yeah, but is everything okay?
Yeah, as I told you, some unauthorized people, they were trying to get access of your internet, okay?
Right.
From there, they're creating a fake profile on the Hotmail, Gmail, and other application, okay?
Yeah.
So no need to worry. I'm just connecting your call to the banking head server. From there, we will show you all the transaction requests which we receive from your account, so you don't end up lose all your funds, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Answer. Did you try to remember? You use your bank application or you use a third-party application to deal with your account details, your banking details.
Sorry, do I deal with what?
You use your banking application or you use a third-party application to deal with your banking?
No, I don't.
All right, no need to worry, sir. I'm just forwarding this call to one of my senior supervisor on the floor. He will help you out for the cancellation, okay? Just hold on a second.
Okay.
All right.
I know some of you are trying to, you're trying to get into our account from California or something, whatever.
Yeah, hello, just hold on a second. Just hold on a moment, sir. Yes, sir, hello.
Okay.
Just hold on a moment.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for staying connected. You are speaking to James Watson. I'm the senior supervisor, and I do believe my co-colleague has explained you the reason of this call, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ordered any gift card today morning using Kohl's website?
Using whose website?
Kohl's website.
No, no.
Or Kohl's application?
No.
Okay, you haven't ordered anything. And did you think apart from you, anyone else can do that you have authorized?
Well, I don't think so. Just hold on a sec. No.
No, okay. Well, the reason... I understand. Well, the reason you're getting this call is because today morning around 11:15, we have received two request of Kohl's gift card that has been purchased under your IP address using your information, and we found suspicious about that. That's the reason we are calling you to verify whether you are doing this or not, because the IP address was changed when the order has been frankly
right.
changed. So you haven't done anything like that, right?
No, we definitely didn't do that, no.
Okay. So, what exactly they did, they shifted your IP location from your address to a different address. And currently it shows as the United States of America. So I do believe you are in Australia right now.
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
It shows as the United States of America, the IP address which you are using. So even we are investigating how it's possible. Someone has your information. They are trying to do these things. Have you recently used your card to purchase in anything in any local market?
Local market?
Yeah, I mean any supermarket like Kohl's or any market.
Recently, yes, in the last couple of days, yes.
Couple of days. And have you shared any information to them?
Sorry? Done what?
Have you shared any of your information to them, any personal information to them, like your card number or PIN or password, anything?
No.
Okay,
no.
And have you connected any of your device to any public Wi-Fi?
No.
Why I'm asking you, because these are the places where there's a high chance your personal information can be stolen, right? So this is the reason I'm asking you. Not an issue, sir, as you have confirmed that you are not doing this transaction. What we will do, as this transaction on hold right now, we will go ahead and help you to cancel this transaction. At the same time, you'll be receiving the confirmation text message on your registered phone number, okay?
Is that right?
So first of all, I want to show you, sir, the IP address which we have detected today morning that shows us United States. I want you to look onto it so that you might be concerned about what exactly going behind you. And another thing, in this process, we are suggesting you don't share any of your personal information or don't read out any of your personal information, because this call is being recorded for the quality and training purposes, so we are not authorized to discuss any of your personal information. So do you have got a Google on your phone?
Yes.
Yeah, open up the Google and search for my 1P address country. It will show you your IP address information and have a look where does it show you right now. The Google. Open up the Google.
I don't think I should be doing that.
You don't think you should do it? Why?
No. Well, I don't know.
Any reason?
I don't know if this is legitimate or not.
Okay, you can visit my website. You can visit our website, the government portal, ACSC, Australia Cybersecurity Center. You go to our website. You can see who we are, from where we are calling you.
Who are you?
ACSC, Australia Cybersecurity Center. ACSC.
Okay.
ACSC, Australia.
You're nothing to do with the bank.
I beg your pardon?
You're nothing to do with the bank.
We dealing with all the banks. We monitor all the overseas transactions which are going from all the banks. And this is overseas transactions which has taken place from your IP address. That's the reason we are calling you to verify. Because already we have informed your branch, but no one has informed us. So no one has taken response about that. That's the reason we are calling you.
Okay.
So you can search for ACSC Australia. That is the government portal.
Okay. Just hold on.
Yeah, sure. I'm holding the line. And if you face any problem, let us know. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. Have you opened up the Google? And let me know once your Google is opened. Uh-huh. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So put me on speaker and open up the Google.
No, I'm looking for it.
Which phone do you have? It's an Android phone or it's an Apple phone?
It's an Apple phone.
Apple phone. You have Safari?
Yeah.
Yeah, open that Safari and go on to Google on that, in the Safari. And I do believe you know that, right? But while you are talking to someone on the call, you know how to go on to any other applications.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So once your Google is open, let me know in the Safari.
Yes, I got Google.
You got Google. Now, do you see in the middle it says search?
Yeah.
a bar you can type something to search in the Google?
Yeah, I can search for something. What do you want me to search for?
Okay, now search over there. Type my, M-Y, my.
M-Y-Y.
Yeah, my, then space.
Yeah.
Then number one. Then P as in Peter.
Yeah.
Then space address, A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address.
Yeah.
And then space country, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y, country. It's my 1P address country. And then search for it. And once you search for it, you will see your IP address information. It will give you your IP address, and it will show you where it's locating right now. Do you see that?
Yeah, California.
Exactly. It says state California and country United States of America. Is that right?
Sorry?
Do you see your IP address? There is a number shows you starting with 66. And then
yeah.
Country, then state, then latitude and longitude, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I wanted to show you, because this IP address which you have detected, that is from California. But you are in Australia right now, and this is the thing which has happened due to this. They have tried to shift your IP address from your place to United States, California. That's the reason you are not receiving any type of message or any transaction emails. Now, they have tried to purchase 2 gift cards of $800, and that is on hold right now because we found suspicious, because they have ordered from a different IP address, that is United States.
Right.
So what we will do, we will help you to go ahead and cancel those transactions. At the same time, we will be helping you to show those gift cards they have tried to purchase you. So again, I am asking you over this recorded line, recently you haven't shared any of your personal information to anyone, right?
Right.
And you haven't connected any of the device to any public Wi-Fi, right?
No.
Okay. Not an issue, sir. As you have opened up over there, you have checked your IP address, which we have detected, that is United States. First of all, I want to go ahead and help you to report a cybersecurity activity which has happened under your name. First of all, we will go ahead and report it on the cybersecurity portal. After that, we will go ahead and cancel this transaction. Now, where you have typed my 1P address country, wipe those letters out and type over there ACSC Australia and then search for it.
I don't want to see that.
I beg your pardon? You don't want to report this cybersecurity activity?
Well, I should just think I should just check with my bank.
Yes, already your bank has called you several times, but the phone is not landed to you because your IP address information has been changed. That's the reason we have called you.
Hello.
Otherwise, we are not giving call to any people, okay? We are security department. So,
yeah, I don't know.
So
what are you proposing to
do? First of all, we will go ahead and report this cyber crime activity which has happened behind you. We will be go ahead and help you to report that. After that, we will go ahead and cancel this transaction. We will be helping you. In this process, we are not authorized to discuss any of your personal information. Rather, we are suggesting never ever share any of your personal information to anyone. Right?
Right.
Right. Now, in the Google, where you have typed my 1P address country, wipe those letters out and type over there ACSC Australia.
And I'll go into your website.
Not my website. It's a government website. It's a government portal. the Australian government portal. It's not my website, okay?
No, I know. I know.
You can search for that. You can... Uh-huh, go ahead. You are saying something.
I think I should just phone my bank.
Sir, the bank people are involved in this. That's the reason you are getting from this cyber security center. We have already investigated these things. If you go to the bank again, they will tell you to talk to us.
I would rather talk to the bank, sir.
Yes, already, if you go to the bank, they again tell you to talk to us. Again, you have to call us.
Well,
till the time the money will be, till the time the money they have ordered, that will be goes to them, because they have complaining this, they are ordering this for the medical donation. So if you don't release this amount, even they will complain against us. So rather we need to cancel this, otherwise we need to release this. So what do you want to do? Let me know.
I want to talk to my bank.
Yes, already your bank has been already this they have released this amount. This is on hold right now. Cut the...
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello. Well, I'll talk to my bank if I can.
Your bank has already given permissions to us to release this amount, okay?
What,
so we are releasing the amount. Okay, no problem. We are not convincing you. This is your money. We are not convincing you. This is your money. So we are releasing the amount, you go to the bank, no problem, we are releasing the amount and bank, your bank is not liable for this amount, okay, once the money has been released. Alright, and we are sending, the bank will be not liable for this because already we have called you for your security to protect this, but you are not cooperating, you are saying that you talk to bank. Okay, no problem, you go to the bank and talk to them and we are releasing the amount and you just deal with your side, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So we are releasing the amount of this $1,600. You go to the bank and talk to them.
Yeah.
All right.
No, you shouldn't do that, man.
I beg your pardon?
I will talk to my bank.
Yeah, you can. You talk to the bank. Your bank has already released this amount. So we are releasing this amount to those persons because they are claiming for the medical donation. Maybe they are claiming for the correct because you are not cooperating with us. So maybe they are claiming for the correct thing. So we have to release this because even you are not canceling this, you are not even going to release this. So definitely we have to release this because already we have warned you, already we have informed you. These things are going on, but you are saying you need to talk to your bank. No problem. Go talk to the bank, and we are releasing the amount, and the bank will be not liable for this amount which has been released. Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to them. Thank you.
All right. We are releasing the $1,600. Go to your bank and talk to them. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.